This is a CKTZ News update. Most of the 64 active COVID cases in North Vancouver Island are probably in Greater Campbell River or the Comox Valley. These were the only local health areas where the virus was reported in the data for the EpiWeek ending on Saturday, August 25th, which the BC Centre for Disease Control released last night. At that point, there were a total of 53 cases, 23 of which were in Greater Campbell River, which includes Sayward, Buttle Lake, Oyster River, the Discovery Islands, and the city of Campbell River. The average rate of new cases reported daily in Greater Campbell River was 1 per 10,000 people. Though there were more cases in the Comox Valley, the daily rate was only two-thirds as high. The Delta variant was found in all the Vancouver Island samples tested by the BC Centre for Disease Control. Most active COVID cases are in South and Central Vancouver Island. The British Columbia COVID-19 dashboard states there were 538 in island health, 15 of which are in hospital and 12 in critical care. There are currently close to 6,000 active cases in British Columbia. Anyone who tested positive for COVID is required to self-isolate for 10 days after the onset of symptoms. They can then return to their normal routine, providing their fever is gone and they feel better. Unlike previous waves of COVID, the highest rates of infection are in people between the ages of 15 and 39. The rate is much lower among seniors, 70 and over, 92% of which are now fully vaccinated. So far, there have been very few adverse reactions to vaccinations reported. There were only 217 in the first 7.3 million doses of vaccine administered in British Columbia. These primarily consisted of allergic reactions or of injection pain. As of September 13th, you must have proof of vaccination to go to a restaurant, an indoor meeting, wedding, or party. This restriction does not apply to voting in person during the 2021 election. As of October 24th, you will need to be fully vaccinated to attend public events.